This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli army carried on its military operation into Gaza by land, air, and sea on Wednesday. Footage released by the army is said to show tanks and soldiers proceeding into neighborhoods in Gaza, as well as targets being hit by airstrikes and from Israeli Navy boats. Israel sent its forces into Hamas-controlled Gaza following weeks of air and artillery bombardments in retaliation for a deadly attack by the Islamist group on southern Israel on October 7th. Israeli authorities say the militants killed some 1,400 people and took at least 240 hostages. Medical authorities in Hamas-run Gaza, which has a population of 2.3 million people, said over 8,000 people, including thousands of children, have been killed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Inside Gaza, AP correspondent Donna Warder says the internet and cell phones went down again on Wednesday.
Wednesday's outage comes hours after Israel airstrikes leveled apartment buildings and as ground troops battle Hamas militants inside the besieged territory. Aid agencies say that such blackouts severely disrupt their working in an already dire situation in Gaza. More than half of the population of 2.3 million Palestinians has been displaced and basic supplies are running low. I'm Donna Warder.
Hundreds of injured residents and foreigners escaped Gaza on Wednesday, the first evacuations from the war-torn Palestinian territory pounded by Israeli warplanes in retaliation for an unprecedented Hamas attack. A new strike pulverized buildings in Gaza's biggest refugee camp for a second day, killing dozens, according to the Palestinian Health